most amount of devotees exists in India, but could you tell me the percentage of devotees in different countries like America or in England or France, and because it is very much worldwide, and what are your goals and what would you like to spread the message around the world?
We are trying so much, and Swamiji before me, Bhaktivedanta Swamiji Prabhupada, he also tried from India and said, we are trying, but even Mahabharata Yuddha was there in India, very great war in India also. So generally the peoples are like sense gratificator, no? And they are not realizing our motive of Gita and Bhagavad, that we are all in one family, and that is why they are doing so. So everywhere in world we have some devotees here and there, whole world, but they are in few in number against worldly populations, very few. So some are following, but almost all are not following. So there is no solution. But if whole world one day will follow this principle that we are all brothers, sisters and all in one family, then very easily whole world will be very peaceful.
Thank you. Are there any questions from anybody else here? Another question from Adini. What is the difference within Christianism and your philosophy?
I think that there is no so much difference between Christianity and our this philosophy, prem philosophy, love and affection philosophy, because they believe in God also. We also believe in God. God means G-O-D. G means generator of this whole world, universe. O means obstructor, operator, who operates, manages everything. And destructor. Destructor means here, not destructor, but oh, this body, which is not we. Anyhow, he takes that, but we think that he is destructor, but not destructor. So he is of kind also. So those who have the power to do like this, in a second he can create no lakhs and lakhs of worlds, and again he can make it. He is called God. Jesus was never declared that I am God, I am son of God. He went to India, and in his very young age, and he traveled so many holy places of India. He went to Vrindavan, he went to Ayodhya, he went to Kashi, Varanasi, and he went to Jagannath Puri. You have heard about Jagannath Puri? And there Krishna is called Krishna. And nearby in South India, they called him Krishna. So he liked this name, and he told that, oh, he is my father, Krishna. And then he returned back, and he began to chant and remember and to follow the principles of Krishna. And anyhow, this word was not pronounced in good way. He used to call Krishtas, Krishna, then Krishna, and from Krishtu, Krishtas, then Christ again. So Christ is called Krishna, because he has so much love and affection for whole beings. That is why he is called Father. We also think Supreme Personality of Krishna should be so high class of lover. So we think that Krishna is very rasik. Rasik means full of dealings. also, but there is something difference that they don't think nowadays than fishes, cows, bullocks, chickens, and all these trees and creepers, not life. They think that whole things have been created for our sense gratifications. But we know that all the beings in this world, even grasses, trees, creepers, ants, animals, birds, everything is have some life. And that is called soul. This soul is non-difference with Krishna or Christ. All are sons and daughters. So, we have so much mercy for all living entities. And we have no hinsa.
Envy.
Envy or no aggressive mood. So, but they don't. They can take cops, very little cops, cows. They can drink, they can eat meats and eggs. If they are taking eggs, why they are eggs, you know? Then why they don't take the eggs of their mothers? In mother there is egg. And why they don't take? So, they should know that all have lives and we should not destroy them. We have no power to create anyone, so we are not qualified to destroy anything.
Thank you for the philosophy. In my profession, I'm a chiropractor, and chiropractor. In our philosophy, it's Palmer, Dr. Palmer, traveled many times around the world too, and the philosophy is the innate intelligence within us, which is the soul or the nature, and the universal intelligence. The innate intelligence within us is just a part of the universal intelligence, which is God. And as you say, there's an innate in the plant, there's innate in the dogs, animals, because if you plant an apple seed, it's going to be an apple tree. So an intelligence develops that. So we...
Who gave this power in that seed? Who gave?
The Almighty.
But power God. Has something.
Yes.
And their shape is eternal. It is so beautiful, lovely and attractive. So, He has created this world. We have not created. So try to love all whole universe. Then you can.
Another question from Ladini. If you will get to speak to Mr. Clinton, President of the United States, what will you tell him?
I think he's a very good person. But he wants that in whole world there should be peace. And we honor him like this. But we know that there are so many drawbacks in him. As a general person has so many drawbacks and weaknesses. Oh, he's so lusty that he cannot control his lust. And even a girl boy, office girl, oh, he can do anything with her. And there were so much court cases and so many things going on. So we think that if he believes in God, he should try to love all things and he should be so liberal. He should not think that, oh, I am only of America and we should do welfare of only America, but he should do like our Gandhiji for whole world. And especially he should know that we are part and parcel and eternal servant of Krishna in this world. We have divided this world in so many parts, but Krishna, Supreme Personality of God, has. He had not divided America, India, Asia, Eurasia, Australia. Now we are doing part portion and visa. Anyone cannot come to America, especially without passport and visa and so on. Why all these things? So he should be liberal. But I know that he cannot be liberal, so.
Thank you very much. I would like to finalize this, and I would like to do some final words from you. If there are any other questions from anybody here, we can submit this now. Okay, I want to finalize. I just want to say again that we're happy to have you here, and we believe we have paradise here on earth, and we hope you come back soon, and we would like to put this on television broadcast so more people would listen to you. Maui.
We are going to Maui in 1 week.
Maui in 1 week.
Big program there for 7 days.
So 7 days.
All our rock out to go.
Okay. That's fine. So I'd like you to finalize the last message for us. And again, aloha and mahalo.
Finally, I want to tell something that whether we know or not know, the names of Supreme Personality of Godhead is so powerful. If you are not seeing Supreme Personality of Godhead, but even praying that, oh Father, give me bread and butter, we should be happy in this world. He hears it. And He is so merciful that He sprinkles His mercy. You are praying or not praying, it is not matter. He knows everything and always He sprinkles mercy like rain showers. So we practice this thing that we should chant the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. This name is so powerful, more than fire, that if you are putting your fingers and hands in fire, knowingly or unknowingly, it will burn. Similarly, if you know or not know, you are chanting Hare Krishna, the name of Supreme Personality of Godhead, oh, it will burn all your unfavorable things, your ignorance, your everything, and offenses, and it will give you His love and affection. And thus, very soon you can be happy for Him.
Thank you very much. I would like to ask you just one final question. Now, in the hierarchy of the Krishna movement, are you considered the supreme leader at this time, or what is your position?
In the position of Krishna consciousness, are you the leader, the supreme leader?
I think I'm not a leader, not a great kind of saint. Are everything knower. I know that I am simply a devotee, simple devotee. I want to practice this, what I told you, and to preach in this whole world that only by practicing these things we can be happy forever. So I am not a high class of preacher or any saint or anything. Very simple practitioner of Bhakti.
Mahalo and aloha to you.
Also,
aloha.
Aloha. Aloha. Oh, Hare Krishna to you. I'm very happy. Very happy. Thank you all. And you also to your whole group. Also to my elder brother. What name?
John.
Oh, Mr. John. He's my like elder brother.
Here
is better. Here better. All kinds. devotees here? Oh, always you should see that we are all in one family. No?
Of Mahaprabhu family. Your Prabhupada was only member of this.
And we were facing the mission of Srila Rupa Goswami. Rupa Goswami and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It was not different from this line. He has accepted Guru Parampara. But Guru Parampara, from Brahma to up to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. We should not think that we are different. We are all in one group. We should try to help each other. Now you should play.
Gadadar Shiva Sadi Gaur Bhaktanga. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Tanya. Shiyavaita Radha, Shirasari Bhaktanga. Jai Shri Krishna, Jai Tanya. Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Shiva Sari Bhaktivinoda Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadada Sri Gavardhana Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gavardhana Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gavardhana Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna Hare Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Bol, Hare Bol. Hari Bol Nitai Gora Hari Bol Nitai Gora Hari Bol Hari Bol Hari Bol Nitai Gora Hari Bol Nitai Gora Hari Bol Hari
कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नमने गौरतुले गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो. Perhaps today is Ekadasi and you are all observing. We should surely observe this Ekadasi. We should not take grains or anything prepared by grains, any kind of grain, wheat, barley, corn, or any chicks or anything. Very strictly we should try to follow all these things. If you are observing Ekadasi, chanting Hari name, hearing Hari Katha in high class of associations, always be being in high class of devotees, doing any kinds of limbs of bhakti. Among nine, we will not fall down. Never, never. But sometimes we be weak by Maya, by Kali Yuga, and we cannot follow, and that is why we fall down. But any case, we should not forget to chant, remember, and follow Ekadasi. Even you are weak, but strongly try to follow all these principles. You know that once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Puri with his all associates, Swarup Damodar, Raya Ramananda, and all Somanityananda Prabhu, all thousands of devotees. One day at the time of Ekadasi, all were whole night doing kirtan, remembering and hearing Hari Katha, not sleeping for a moment, and they began to do kirtan and so many things. In the meantime, the pandas of Jagannath Puri, they brought so many paraphernalia of very delicious and sweet Mahaprasadam. Oh, so much. And they kept in front of Mahaprabhu and devotees. It has been told in all the epics, Purans and everywhere, that when you will receive Mahaprasadam, at once you should take it without a delay, any delay, a moment of delay, you should take it. So they brought to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu saw Mahaprasadam, he became so happy. It was like evening, 8, and he began to pray, O Mahaprasadam, in various ways, and doing parikrama whole night, praying so many shlokas from Shastra and explaining them. Then Mahaprabhu, Mahaprasad, even taken by hawks, pigs, crow, dogs, it remains even Mahaprasad, so powerful. So we should not dishonor, we should take. If it is rotten, even dry, even it has brought from so many faraway places, even we should try to honor. So whole night he prayed like this, and when it became morning, he went to see, taking bath, and returned with his all associates, and then he told that we should now divide it and we should take the shot. So, on the day of Ekadasi, we should try to honor Ekadasi, not to take anything, any grain or any paraphernalia made by that. So, if you are doing honoring this Ekadasi, she is the mother of Krishna bhakti, Krishna love and affection. If you are not falling, Krishna bhakti never will come. Never, never, never. So we should try to follow. If you are young and strong, you can do fast whole day. Not taking anything, grain or water or anything. Even fruits and vegetables and nothing. No juice. But you are not so much strong, old, too old, or sick or anything. Then you can take very little anything, fruit or juice or milk or anything. But don't try to take it so many times. So much juice, 1-2 kilo, 3 times, 4 times, rabdi and all so many paraphernalia. No, don't take. Only to maintain your life you can take very little. And that is one time in whole day and night you can take. That's all that may come. What doing? Sleeping all day? No. Chanting. Like Haridashtaku. Then the fruit of Ekadasi will come. And if you will neglect, she will not be pleased. Also, in Srimad Bhagavatam, by so many examples and stories, it has been established. By the story of Ambarish Maharaj, he was a very powerful king. You know, can you tell? You can. Basha was not a very angry person. So he has come from his manifestation of Mahashankar and his very high class of devotee. He wanted to glorify so many bhakti and also Ekadasi. So he played a trick like Shankar. He preached Mayavad. He preached by the order of Krishna and for the welfare of whole world he did it. So we cannot understand why and when all this says Durvasa doing so many things. But he is high class of devotee, always serving Krishna and glorifying. But even he wants to give some teachings. And that is why he came at the neck of Dwadashi Parayan. Parayan, you know, up time for breaking? He told that, I am accepting your invitation to take prasadam here. But I have to go for for all these things. And Jamuna was very near. So he went to take bath and to recite his mantra and doing all this. And knowingly he made some late. In the meantime, Maharaj, Yusufta, I will clear up. We should try to be humble like Ambarish Maharaj. But very strong in Bhakti Siddhanta, the conclusion of Bhakti. He was so humble that for 1 year he was waiting from when Durvasa will come. And by satisfying him, well, then I may take some. So he was so humble. Tina Dapi
sunitena tarorapi sahishnuna amanina manadena kritaniya sadaha. Oh, we should be humble more than a blade of grass. If it is trampled, it never wants. And more tolerance than trees and creepers. The bark, the wood, the fruit, shade, seeds, all is for others. If you will cut the tree, even you will give shade and fruits and woods for chair, for beds and for so. He will not ask for water. That is, please give me water. So we should be trunks like tree, more than tree. Try to give honor to all in accordance with their qualifications, as they are qualified. You should give proper respect to them. Don't want your praise or anything. Never, never. If you are doing like so, you can chant and remember and very easily, or you can have Krishna. Otherwise, you cannot have Krishna. Even? You are going?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
I want to, I would like to ask just one more question. We have Miss India, which is named Miss Universe.
Krishna?
Can we get there?
No. Oh, Datta.
Yeah.
Lara Datta.
Lara Datta. And she says she's a 21-year-old model from India who said, beauty pageants give women a platform to voice our choices and opinions. And was named Miss Universe early today. This was early today. I would like to have your opinion on the women's voice in India.
Oh.
The size of ladies in India.
We know that from ancient time, the Indian women are honored by all Indians. We know first Miss Universe was Sita Devi. First. She was Miss Universe. Right? And then Draupadi. Oh, Panchali. She was Miss Universe. After that, Srimati Radhika, undoubtedly, without protest, it was at even Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, he gave his head in the lotus feet of Radhika. All this pleased. So we follow all these principles. We always give so much honor to old ladies, mature ladies, like mother. And those who are like same age, or like sister, dear sister. And those who are younger, always we treat them like our darling daughters. So
I
always
take your glasses off.
Uh-huh.
Because you have beautiful blue eyes.
I don't know why, being an Indian, even my eyes are. Perhaps first I was any Western devotee.
And by
unfortunately, now I'm in India.
Okay, again, mahalo.
Aloha.
Hare Krishna. Haribo.
Haribo.
Okay. Happy.
Bye bye. My reply was okay. There are so many. My darling daughters here, my sister also,
and my fathers also. So this is the tradition of India. Oh, can you tell me the reason that waves are coming and going? And why there is, in a special day, now from Ekadasi to Purnima, oh, the waves are so high. Moon? What? No wind. If there will be no wind, even from Ekadasi to full moon and Ekadasi to Andhakar?
Dark
moon. These five days. Oh, the water will increase. So much waves will come. Why? Due to moon. Moon becomes nearer and it attracts whole water in the universe. There is some water here also in us. Can you realize that there is water in our stomach and body? So if we are not very careful in these 5 days, in 15 days, then what will be? Omul will increase your all kinds of diseases regarding water. So I know in hospitals everywhere you will see that anyone is dying or they must die, most of them will die within these 5 days. They will die. Why? Because we have some rush, juice or water in our body. And where there is liquid, moon attracts. And that is why our all kinds of diseases increases. But if we will be very careful, by the process, Indian process of Ekadasi, then it will be controlled very easily. How to do? If you are not drinking water or taking any grain, or if you are weak, you are taking water or juice but not grain, then it will do. You can save yourself. But if you are taking any grain or any preparation from grains, what will be? It will saturate water. You know, if you will give a stone or wood in water, it will not saturate water. No? Understand? But if you are giving any blotting paper or any cotton, it will be saturated so much that in whole day, even in sun, it will not dry. Understand? So, if you are even taking water but not grains, like stones, it will not affect. But if you are taking grains and its preparation, it will saturated by your all kinds of water. And moon will attract it, and there so many kinds of sickness will come in you. And you may die even. So we should try to be careful for this. Even by this reason also. One reason is also, you are going to any job, but government has allowed that toll to all that in 1 week there should be 1.5 holidays or 2 holidays. Why they have done two holidays or 1 holiday? Why not 7 days working? If you are doing service whole week, 7 days you will be tired. And next day you cannot do. You will be so much tired. So, your stomach has so many worms. and they used to digest our what we take. So if you are giving daily, not giving them rest, then disease will come. They cannot digest. So whole world is suffering from this. Whole day taking, all day taking, not giving them any rest. So what they can do? So they become himself sick and they cannot digest. So for this, you should try to give some rest to our stomach also. Otherwise they will be sick. And most important is that Ekadasi is himself Krishna. He has become Ekadasi. On Ekadasi day he comes to this world. He descends and he look after all the persons who are doing following Ekadasi. He is merciful to them. And he gets some special mercy. So we must do Ekadasi. Especially, I want to tell you that Krishna name is so powerful. From our ancient days, from Brahma, Narad, Sukadeva Goswami, up to Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, our Gurudev Srila Bhakti Prajnan Keshav Goswami Maharaj, our Shiksha Guru Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami, all are in this line. They are not different from each other. They are all in their line. You know that we are now discovering so many differences between them. Sukhdev Goswami, the father of Sukhdev Goswami, Vyasdev, was married person. But Sukhdev Goswami, what he was? Nastic brahmachari for whole life, even not taking any cloth, always naked. No bhajan kuti or anything. Is this difference between Vyasdev Goswami and Sukhdev Goswami? Is it difference? Why? Oh, he is not naked. Prabhupada was not naked like Sukhdev Goswami, and also not falling like Vyasdev. He has left his home and his wife and everything. Srila Prabhupada. Is there any difference between them? Those who are seeing difference, what they are? Blind and what? Ignorant. Totally. But Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami never married. Nastic brahmachari for whole world. He never used harmonium. Never. He was against this. You know? Very strict. But Swamiji was family man. And after that, being the disciple of Srila Prabhupada, he left his old world and he became sannyasi. And he preached in all world, everywhere. Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami never he did. He never played on harmonium. He was never gone to any Western country. So there are so much difference between them. You think different? No. There is something we'll have to
reconcile.
What? There is difference. One word. And one word is Vaishishtya.
Speciality.
Speciality is not difference. Oh, I have so many specialities. My eyes, my nose, my mouth, my hands. They are all not same. But is there any difference between them? They belong to one personality. So no difference. If there will be pain, oh mouth, oh, pain. His mouth will be suffering. Eh? If a bone will be in our here, we will feel here. So all the bodies, all the limbs of the bodies are same, one. but it has some speciality. So in our parampara, we see all these things. So these are not the cause of difference. They are actually not different. He came to Western countries. Your Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj. And he preached. He was very humble. And in the he was very liberal. He came to Western country and saw that if we are strict like Prabhupada here, we cannot preach. Anyhow, we should engage in Prabhupada service and Krishna service. So he gave some concessions. He gave this concession. Or you can. On a Ekadasi, you can take so many times vegetables, or so many curds, juices, or one time, two time, three time, no harm. This is concession. If he had not given all concession, then anyone had was not fortunate to come to Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, and to go deep. So he was merciful. This is not difference between them. What it is? Especially. Oh, Srila Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj, he was never naked. He was not naked. So we cannot tell that, oh, he was different from Sukhdev Goswami. Rupa Goswami, he had preached always for Raganuga Bhakti. Mahaprabhu, like Shyamananda, Narottam, Srinivasa Acharya, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Jagannath Das Babaji, Bhakti Vinod Thakur, all, they preached Raganuga Bhakti. But after them, some weakness came in our line. So Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami was very strict, and he wanted to do again some reforming. So he checked this. How he checked? Oh, you should not think about Radha and Krishna so much. Be qualified first and then do. But he was not in another line of our Guru Parampara. He wanted to reform something, so he did so. But really, you should know that Radhanuga Bhakti is from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he came especially to give this Radhanuga Marga. So, Bhakti Vedanta Swami Maharaj also wanted to give this thing, but he began to cutting the jungle of self-justifications and all these things that we are facing. So he is not different from Srila Prabhupada. From Rupa Goswami, his aim and object was in his all prayer it is present. Gauranga balite habe pulaka sarira hari hari bolite nayane babe rupa raghunatha pade haibe yakuti kabe ama bhujhaba se jugala bhe. Oh, jugal priti, what is this? What is conjugal love? Everywhere. And I know that he used to sing this. He has everywhere he has written this thing, that our aim object is that jugal love. But he was preaching for Daiva Varna Ashram. Why? Oh, to realize all these things. And platform, and cutting all the jungles of all these things. So he is not different from Prabhupada. So someone telling that Narayan Maharaj is not in the line of Swami, they don't know. They are ignorant child. We are not in different lines. We are in same line. There is some speciality. I am not like Swamiji, but our mood and mission and thought and mood are same. So you should not believe in their propagandas. This propaganda is false. I don't want to
cut their arguments, because it will take my valuable time. We should chant and remember. We don't want to give any importance of that. I know that anyone who will hear me, they will think and they will see that I am in his life. He is my Shiksha Guru. I have taken all these things from them, my Gurudev, from him. So, I know that if you are on their propaganda side, you have not come here. But you have come to here. So, we are in one family of Swami. And you should also try to preach like this. We are all family. We are not enemy, not against. We are in same line. Gaur Pramanande. One kirtan. Jai Jai Radha Ramana Haribo. Vancha Kalpataru Vesya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna prema pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya namne gauratishe Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadabhaktaya namo Today is a very sacred day, the appearance day of Sri Nrisimhadev. Perhaps you know that in Vaikuntha there are always Narayan and Lakshmi there, with so many associates. He has so many associates, like Jai and Vijay. Narada also sometimes serve Narayan there. But Jai Vijay especially serving Narayan, Sri Narayan Dev. His high class of associate. He is a liberated soul and parikar of Narayan eternal. One day he was worried. Narayan asked him, my dear friend, or my dear sevaks, why you are so worried? You know the paribhasha, definition of bhakti, anna vilasita sunyam. Jnana karmat jana pradam anukullena krishna anusilanam bhakti. The Jai Vijay both were so high class of devotees. In their hearts, no desires other than serving Krishna. Not a single any desire to sense gratification, because they were liberal. Liberated. And in Vaikuntha, no karma, no gyan, no tapasya, nothing is there. So he was pure from all this and always serving Narayan. And Narayan was very happy to see this. But one day he was so worried. Oh, Jai Vijay Bodh. Narayan asked them, why you are worried? They both told, holding their hands, Prabhu, we are your servants. We want always to please you. But we know sometimes we have some desire that we cannot fulfill. Oh, Naran began to smile. Oh, how you knew my heart? I have some desire sometimes that, oh, I can, what, learn something. Relish? Virarasa. Virarasa means, oh, fighting. Anyone. But in the whole world, on universe, and in this Vaikunth, there is no one to fight with. But I want to test this Veera Rush. So you knew it, and they told that we are very and very itchuk, eager to fulfill your desire. If he will fight with you, we cannot satisfy in this stage. Because freely we can not fight with him. Like Prabhu and servant here. So we cannot satisfy you. But we pray you that you should give us a mood of your real enemy. And we know this, that here it is not impossible. So we want that we should be your enemy for some time, and then we can satisfy you by your fighting. He began to smile. In the meantime, his yogamaya attracted Sanak Sanandan Sanatan Sanat Kumar, the first mind son of Brahma. Brahma first he created these four sons, but not by any family, father and mother. He wished, and at once four very beautiful sons came, and they were Sanak Sanandan Sanat Sanat Kumar. For beginning, they were like Brahma Jnani. Though they are of thousands of years, their age, but always like children, 5 years age, like a boy, always naked, self-satisfied. इसको क्या कहते हैं? Self-satisfied, never wanting anything, always in trance, serving Narayan in trance. And he knew that Narayan has no appetite. He is not tired